and welcome back to Figuring Out, a podcast curated especially for entrepreneurs, leaders, business owners, marketers, and creatives alike. My name is Kevin England, and I'm the proud founder and CEO of Onizon. We're a full-service digital sales and marketing agency that cater to clients worldwide. In each podcast, I take the time to discuss relevant topics affecting businesses today. I pull from my own experiences as well as from stories of other people to leave you with some meaningful and helpful advice. Being the leader of my own marketing agency has taught me firsthand just how quickly market trends can shift. The consumer of yesterday are not the same consumer of today. Your customers and clients expect a personalized experience that is carefully tailored to their individual interests. And in order to effectively meet these expectations, you need to understand the needs and the wants of your target audience and how you can cater to their demands better than, let's say, your competition. In today's episode, we'll explore the topic of CRM. It's short for Customer Relationship Management. We'll cover all the bases, what it is, why so many modern day companies are using CRM software to engage with their target audience, and how you can use your CRM to run a successful customer-oriented business. So let's dive right in and figure it out together. I like to start off by sharing a quote in which, in my opinion, explains the importance of CRM perfectly. Excellent customer service is the number one job in any company. It is the personality of the company and the reason why customers come back. Without customers, there is no company. At the end of the day, no matter what type of business that you run, whether it's related to marketing or something completely different, customers are your bread and butter. Their voice, their opinion matter because their satisfaction is directly linked to the longevity of your success. And even though many people understand this, they may not necessarily understand the concepts behind maintaining amazing customer relationships. And that's where the CRM comes in. So as mentioned, CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. And it's the process of managing the interactions of your team and how they work with your existing and prospective clients. It refers to the different strategies and software solutions your business uses to optimize customer relations. According to BuyerZone, 91% of companies with more than 11 employees have some type of CRM software. Fact, the CRM software industry is one of the biggest markets in the world and is projected to reach $80 billion in revenue by 2025. So why do so many companies choose to utilize CRM software? Well, according to Microsoft, it says it's because, they say, it's because they increase your profitability by streamlining administrative processes in your sales, marketing, and even your service divisions, allowing you to shift your focus on building and maintaining amazing customer relationships that actually matter. CRM software is a multifaceted platform that develops, improves, and retains customer relationships, hence the name. It allows you to make the most out of your personal and business connections. Without its smart integration capabilities, your company can miss out on major growth opportunities and potentially lose revenue. And in today's world, cloud-based CRM platforms are becoming increasingly popular because they allow employees to access software from anywhere, any device, and at any time. But even with CRM software, your company still needs a strategy that will allow them to, let's say, justify the cost of these types of systems. And there are five crucial steps to an effective CRM strategy or process. And these steps integrate the features of the CRM software with the employee efforts of your sales and marketing teams. Number one, start off with generating brand awareness. The first step to acquiring new customers is start by introducing them to your business. What you do, what you're known for, what industries you serve, what solutions you offer, so on and so forth. Basically providing awareness to who you are. Here at Vonazon, we often get clients that are so eager to sell their products and services, and they just want to jump right in. But resourceful marketing is strategic and requires patience. I mean, think about it. Would you want to receive a salesy marketing email from a company that you don't even know who they are or they don't know anything about you? Probably not. I know I wouldn't. So the main goal during this step is to educate your audience. At this time, your marketing team should probably follow a few simple steps. And number one is to conduct target market research. Look into the demographics, interests, preferred channels of communication, what messaging your target audience responds to, and what they actually care about most. Segment your target market. This is where you create hypothetical consumer personas to segment your target audience into smaller groups or similar groups based on their shared interests or even their demographics. This helps you to figure out what kind of people will most likely become your long-term consumers or customers. Another thing your marketing team should focus on is to create a marketing campaign that speaks more specifically to your target market's demographics. This is where you focus on determining what campaign measures will help you gain the most promising leads. A/B tests, marketing automation platforms can be used to figure out what attracts your target market and what doesn't. CRM software can be beneficial during this initial phase because it lets you analyze patterns from past leads, which gives your, team a better idea of what your consumers actually desire. It also allows you to analyze sales notes within the platform so that you can understand past actions that led to conversions. And by understanding what worked for your leads in the past and what didn't, your team can create more compelling campaigns to generate higher engagement. Number two is to acquire leads. So you've introduced your company and what you do. Now it's time to convince your prospects to learn more about you on their own accord. Your marketing team might want to start encouraging website visitors to use, say, their email address to sign up for a company newsletter. Or your sales team can use your CRM system to set up live chat features, on your website, which allows them to engage with them and interact with them almost immediately in real time. If your CRM technology comes with lead enrichment tools, or what they call insights, you're in luck. With just one single email address, your software can allow you to access detailed information about the person or the company that they belong to. And you can use this data to reach out to them in a manner that sounds so much more personalized. Number three is to convert leads into customers, obviously. So you've introduced yourself, you've piqued the interest of a few prospects or opportunities. Now it's time to turn them into customers. Your sales team can utilize your CRM system to analyze the data from previous successful campaigns to identify which leads will likely convert into sales. If your leads have, let's say, similar key attributes with previous clients, then your sales team can start sending them like things like case studies and white papers and maybe even other resources that showcase the successes of your products and services. Your sales reps should now look at this as kind of a one and done type of approach, especially when it comes to outreach efforts. Studies show that 63% of consumers need to hear a company's claim at least 3 to 5 times before they actually believe it. So if you don't have things like custom white papers, blogs, or case studies, then maybe that's a good start for you. Start curating some of these items to help in your marketing and sales efforts. Here at Vonazon, we help clients gate their custom content. So when a client has resources that are specifically made for their company website and can't be really found elsewhere on the internet, we help them to set up forms which require their unique visitors to hand over their email address or additional information before they're actually granted access to these rare resources. This email address is implemented within their company's CRM software and becomes a valuable resource for their sales team to, help generate more engagement from those leads or opportunities. And number four is to stress the importance of excellent customer service. And here's a famous quote. A brand is defined by the customer experience. The experience is delivered by its employees. This quote couldn't be more relevant in today's world. Just because you gain a lot of customers after a very successful marketing campaign or sales campaign doesn't mean that you can lay back, kick back, chill, and relax. If these consumers end up leaving your brand for your competition, then you're right back where you started from. And according to a 2020 trends report, customer service is the biggest factor that determines a consumer's brand loyalty. With CRM software, your team can access and get access to customer histories, which provide them with unique insights into dealing with potential complaints and other issues. In fact, 49% of customers say having their issues resolved quickly, no matter how big or small, is the most important aspect to good customer service. However, at the end of the day, your CRM software isn't the one handling customer claims. Your employees are. If you don't stress the importance of treating customers compassionately, then your employees won't make it their priority. Having the proper tools isn't always enough. You need to have the right people in place as well and provide them with an education, information, and how to engage with your existing customers or prospects. Number five, engage your existing customer base. One of the biggest downfalls of many large companies is their lack of engagement with existing clients. We see this happening all over the place with television providers, phone companies. It seems like their main focus is to gain clientele or new clientele rather than appreciating the clients that they already have. And no one wants to feel like they don't matter anymore. You know, that just because they made the purchase or signed the contract, that no longer are they valued. So use your CRM system to organize your consumers into these smart lists based on their purchase histories and start sending them custom emails or content or information regarding the products that are similar to what they purchase on a normal or regular basis. You should also inform them about upcoming launches or promotional deals. And if you happen to offer any type of special service, use your CRM to set reminders about scheduling check-in calls or sending out small, simple surveys. It's these ongoing engagements that make your existing company customers feel like they actually matter or they still matter. Since CRM is so diverse, it doesn't only benefit large businesses. Small businesses, and even those of you that are freelancers, can benefit from a smart CRM process and strategy. After all, the primary goal of CRM is to increase customer retention and relationships so that you can increase revenue and profitability. According to Forbes, there are three very promising ways CRM help businesses of all sizes. And number one is education and learning. For ourselves, CRM helps businesses to learn about their customers. So it helps you to learn more about your customers, including who they are, what they purchase on certain types of products, as well as trends in their purchasing histories. This allows businesses to better anticipate the needs of their target markets. Number two is organizational features that are built into CRM platforms. CRMs allow you businesses to streamline their sales process, different types of marketing campaigns, business analytics, KPIs, and customer data. This creates a more organized campaign structure. And number three is optimization. CRM software allows businesses to optimize their customer interactions. This simplifies the complex outreach processes and strategies and increases customer satisfaction. So whether you run your own personal freelance type business or work for a large corporation, a smart CRM process can streamline your operations and increase customer satisfaction on all accords. It's important to remind yourself that your company is there to serve its clients And happy customers are returning customers. So until next time, I'm Kevin England, and keep figuring it out.